Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by North Texas Ace Hardware Stores, where you'll get friendly, localized service. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, presented by Ace Hardware, here's Neil.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. That's Mike Bass, my producer, my guy who does everything important in this program. He answers the phone, screens the calls, gets everything ready for a broadcast. If you call my program, which I hope you will do right now, you will talk to Mike first, and then you'll get me. He makes sure that you know that this is a gardening program, and it's live. So give us a call, won't you please? I really prefer your phone calls and your questions to my monologue. 888-787-KLIF. 888-787-5543. Give me a call right now, won't you please? I'm here for the next hour. And love to hear from you. What's on your mind in your landscape, your garden? I talk about landscapes, talk about lawns, fruit, flower, and vegetable gardening, houseplants. That's what's on the docket. And it's as easy as picking up the phone and giving me a call. It's a toll-free number anywhere you can hear me. 888-787-5543 on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. A lot of people are out working in their landscapes. Landscapes and gardens, a lot of people headed into nurseries and hardware stores and other places where they get supplies for what they're doing in their landscapes. And if that's the case for you, on the way, give us a call. So easy to do. One more time, 888-787-5543. Today's SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week is a dog. It's Buster. Meet Buster, the lovable 2-year-old shepherd mix who's ready to steal your heart. At 62 pounds with a short blonde coat, brown soulful eyes, and short floppy ears, Buster's not just another furry friend, he's the ultimate companion for which you've been searching. Buster's easygoing nature and friendly demeanor make him the ideal solution for addition to any household. And whether you're a single professional looking for a faithful sidekick or a family in need of a four-legged friend to complete your pack, Buster fits the bill perfectly. He thrives on human interaction and craves companionship, making every moment spent with him an absolute delight. One of Buster's favorite pastimes is going for walks. With his playful energy and zest for exploration, he'll make sure every stroll around the neighborhood is filled with joy and excitement. Whether it's chasing squirrels or simply enjoying the fresh air, Buster's enthusiasm is contagious. But Buster isn't just about playtime, he's also a loyal and devoted friend. His soulful eyes speak volumes, reflecting the unconditional love and loyalty he has to offer. Whether you need a shoulder to lean on for a furry friend to share your secrets with, Buster will always be there ready to comfort and support. Don't miss out on this opportunity to welcome Buster into your life. It's always best to bring any 2 or 4-legged siblings to meet and greet prior to adoptions. Like all pets at the SPCA of Texas, Buster has been neutered, microchipped. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. Buster is waiting for his new family at the SPCA of Texas Russell E. Dealey Animal Rescue Center. That means that you'll need to make an appointment to meet him. Simply find his profile at spca.org. spca.org/dogs. Click on the Make an Appointment button, and Buster's team will take it from there. That's Buster. You go to the spcaoftexas.org/dogs. Click on the Make an Appointment button. Buster's team will take it from there for you. To learn more about how you can give a gift for the animals, visit spca.org and click on Donate. There is a 2 pages on this one. There's a spring fling happening at the SPCA of Texas. Throughout the month of April, all puppy adoptions are half price, and all adult and dog and cat adoptions are only $25. This special is valid at both the Dallas and Ellis County Animal Care Centers. Animals are available for adoption at both the SPCA Dallas Animal Care Center, 2400 Lone Star Drive, and the Ellis County Animal Care Center at 2570 Farm to Market 878 in Waxahachie. That's Buster the dog at the Russell Perry Animal Care Center. And so I hope we can get him adopted. Let's give it a try, please. So That would be wonderful. And that report is sponsored today by the great people at Arborological Services. These are the only people that you ought to contact for all of your tree care needs. Only people that are ever going to touch our trees, I'll tell you that. They've been my advertiser for more than 20 years. They've been the only people who have touched our trees in those 20 years, and they do a beautiful job. They founded in 1981. Steve Hauser, Russell Peters, and Kevin Bassett have all been named Arborists of the Year for the great state of Texas. And they've been serving the Metroplex with that great tree care, as I said, since 1981, 43 years. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. And what all that adds up is to the finest in tree care. They know what trees are likely to encounter. They recognize the problems before they get out of hand. You need to have them look at your trees every 6 months or at least every year, and they can keep your trees on the right track now and for a long time into the future. If you would like to have the very best taking care of your trees, it'll be the people from Arborological Services. They have a toll-free number that makes them sound national, but no, indeed, they serve only the trees of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. On the web, it is arborological.com. Arborological. You knew that. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267.
I'm Mike from Grand Prairie Ace Hardware. We're your source of those great lawn and garden products. Count on us for friendly service you can trust. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
All right. Thank you, Mike, very much. And if I can help you with a plant question, give me a call, won't you please? Let me help you and do anything I can to answer your lawn and garden questions. I'll give it my best shot. 888-787-5543. Our first call today is Randall in Bryan. Hi, Randall. This is Neil. Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hi, Neil. Hope you're doing good.
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Glad to hear it. I moved into this house in Bryan about a year ago, and after a couple of tough summers, I'm replacing quite a bit of landscaping. And I've got a spot off the southeast corner of the house where I'm wondering if a burning bush, well, where I think a burning bush would look really good. I had one up in Kansas City years ago and really liked the looks of it, but I don't know how well those would do down here in Bryan.
I don't think you'll be very happy with it. I grew up in College Station and spent 7 years in Ohio, and Burning Bush Euonymus was very popular there, and they're beautiful. I have grown them in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and had good luck with them. But I don't think you're going to do very well as far south as you are. I think DFW is probably the southern boundary, and I will tell you that cotton root rot took several of mine out over a period of time. I don't have any left at this point. So I think for a variety of reasons, I would encourage you to use something else. How tall a shrub do you want at maturity?
Probably no more than 6 feet.
All right. What other shrubs what did you lose in that location?
It was dead by the time we moved here, but based on the other landscaping, I suspect it was a holly of some sort.
All right.
There's a lot of hollies around this house, and some of them made it, some of them didn't. But I'm not crazy about hollies because I got so much already. But, you know, I'd like something with some definition.
What do you mean by definition?
Well, so it's not just, you know, randomly growing out all over the place. That's what I liked about the burning bush was it has a nice dome shape.
But okay.
I don't know what the idea is.
Well, I'll do my best to help you. You have to understand I am a holly fanatic because they are so durable and so dependable.
Yeah.
And so you've winged me already. The thing that is good about hollies is they come in so many different shapes and forms and have so few problems. It's possible that the hollies that you, the holly that died there may have died during the one of the extreme droughts. I doubt that the cold got it in 2021. It's much more likely that it was allowed to dry up at some point. I don't know, without knowing which holly.
Yeah, well, we had two really bad summers in a row here.
So. Yeah, I know. We all did. If you want a 5 to 6 foot shrub that has a fairly uniform shape to it, I'm thinking of a lot of what a lot of people would use and that I'm uncomfortable in recommending. And I don't know whether I even want to mention them because that would be taken to be a recommendation. This is full sun southeast corner of your house?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The fact that you want it to be rounded without pruning is a bit of a challenge. At 5 feet, that's a little tall for Nandinas. I like Nandinas. I like Abelias. There aren't any Abelias that get 5 feet tall. They're either about 3 feet tall or they're 7 feet tall. So that kind of misses it. One of my favorite junipers is one called Sea Green, S-E-A, Sea Green. It's vase-shaped. It's not at all what you were talking about, but it would get to 5 or 6 feet tall. It'd have to be out away from the house a ways. I don't know if it would be appropriate.
From the house.
Beg your pardon?
I could get it 6 to 8 feet away from the house.
Well, I don't know if it'd be appropriate. It's hard to do give a recommendation without seeing what else is around the plant that we're going to be suggesting, because that's kind of like asking what would be a nice piece of furniture to put in my living room, and you don't know what else is in the living room. There are a lot of people who decorate with a nice shrub at the corner of a home, and a tall tree form shrub that might be deciduous. For example, a crepe myrtle or an althea or something of that sort. Let me give you a couple of examples of things that come to mind. One would be rusty black. Well, it's too tall. Rusty black hall viburnum would get as tall as the eaves. But if it were out 8 or 10 feet, then that's a possibility. That's what I have at our home in a one-story part of our house, and I love it. You could also, if you didn't mind something deciduous, you could also use, I'm working through a list because the restrictions you put on it are just foreboding to me. In a heartbeat, what I would have would be needlepoint holly or willow leaf. It's the same plant. And so I'm working around that. That could be kept at 5 or 6 feet without too much challenge. It'd be beautiful.
Okay.
But I'm not going to go there. Or dwarf Burford holly. Those are the two. It's a little shorter than willow leaf. Okay, so getting away from those. What was the other thing that crossed my mind a moment ago? There was another shrub that would have been a candidate. Shoot. Well, I don't know what I wanted to think of. I think what I would recommend is look at what does well there over the next couple of months that you like the looks of. If it has to be evergreen, there aren't going to be a lot of evergreens. Be very wary of some of the gimmicky plants like the thuyas that you see being sold in the box stores. They are not going to do very well in Texas conditions, and yet they're sold. The arborvitaes from the Northwest. I'm out of gas, really. That's why the hollies are so very functional.
Gotcha. Well,
I would go with an intermediate type of crepe myrtle. I'd probably move it out. I'm struggling with what I was trying to suggest to you for the corner that was a deciduous tree and not too large. And I had something around the tip of my tongue that I liked a lot. I don't know what it was. Yeah. But before the hour's out, it'll pop back in my mind. It'll come to me.
All right. Well, you mentioned crepe myrtle. I've got a couple of crepe myrtle trees. I think they're probably the, I forget the variety already, Town and Oklahoma Muskogee variety. But
those are huge.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is I'm not that familiar with crepe myrtles. Could you tell me what varieties might not get too tall?
Absolutely. If you go to crepemyrtletrails.org, C-R-A-P-E, crepemyrtletrails.org, that's the website of our Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney. I'm on the board of that organization, actually kind of founded it. And you'll find a list of the best varieties of crepe myrtles, as well as a list of all the known varieties as of about 3 or 4 years ago. They're changing a lot because companies bring in new proprietary things. What color do you want?
In the Scobies I have in front are sort of pink or purple.
Yeah, they're a pallid lavender. You're not wanting to recreate that color, are you?
Probably not, because I've got some lavender plants along the same side of the house, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you'll find a list. I'm going to let you look at, I put a lot of photos when I did that. Most of that website are photos I took. And you'll see a lot of different varieties. And some of the darker purples are just fabulous. You know, for example, my favorite are the dark purples. For example, Catawba is absolutely hands down my favorite of all crepe myrtles. And that is where I would start with. But you could go with Lipan, which is a nice lavender. Zuni is very, very pretty. There are some beautiful ones. And then if you go to whites, I try to discourage white. It doesn't do a whole lot. But Kiowa is a really pretty white, or Sarah's favorite white. The reds, they don't blend well with a lot of the other crepe myrtle colors. So I'll let you look at the page. Most of them are photographed.
Okay.
I better run, but that'll get you started. And that pulled out away from the house a little bit would give you some nice color. Then you can go to lower shrubs beneath it and ground cover and other things. That's without seeing your landscape. I can't get much closer.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate this. I'm glad I called.
I am glad you called also. I appreciate it. Always nice to hear from my old hometown. Take care. Thanks.
You betcha.
All right. That line is open. It's 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Call right now, please. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. That list is also in my book. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, only $34.95. You know, I wanted a book that would address all aspects of outdoor gardening for every county in Texas, one that would help you be successful in your gardening endeavors. Also wanted Carolyn Skye to be my editor. I'd worked with Carolyn a lot. She's a very accomplished university editor from California, and she had become, when she moved to Texas, a master gardener and a screener of my radio program, and also had edited my magazine for many years. Cindy Smith had been graphic designer of many of the projects I worked on and my calendar, my annual Texas gardening calendar. So those two ladies and I put this book together over the course of a year. It has 11 chapters. It has 344 pages and 840 of my photographs, everything I needed to support them, even a 48-page a perpetual calendar of when to do all of your gardening tasks. That's 4 pages per month. It printed in Texas in San Antonio at Clear Visions Printing, and it bound in San Antonio at Universal Bookbindery. I want every bit of this book to say and be Texas. The book is not in stores, and it's not on Amazon. They would have run the cost up a bunch if it had gone through there, so I just decided I'm going to sell it myself, and I kept the price very low, $34.95. The list price is $38.95 on the jacket, but I've decided to keep it on sale. This is the 6th printing of the book, and it will be the last printing of the book. I guarantee your satisfaction, or I will refund every penny. So get it while you can. I have a supply, but not a huge supply. No one has ever asked for a refund when they've bought the book. 87,000 copies sold, and no refunds requested. It'll happen maybe, and if it does, I'll let you know, but I think you have pretty good likelihood of liking the book. So you can give it as a gift, you can buy it for yourself, Either way, I think you'll be very pleased. Here are the two ways you can get the book. You either call my office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. That number is 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. Or you can order it right now. That's the better way, from my website, neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscape supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Right now, right here, right now, to use an old church term I heard once, let me tell you about Ace Hardware right now. Ace, this is the place. This is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. This program, for many years now, has been sponsored in its entirety by the Ace Hardware people in your neighborhood. And you know what you can do to make them know that they're appreciated and let them know that I appreciate them. And that is just to say, hey, thanks for sponsoring Neil's program. Next time you go shopping, ask for the manager, ask for the owner. The manager can get the message across. And that's all it takes. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer to find a great deal on Ace all-purpose lawn fertilizer for all grasses. You know what? It's for more than just all grasses. You can use it on all kinds of plants. I'm using it on mine. And by the way, that was Texas Mountain Laurel I was trying to think of a minute ago as his corner shrub. I'll come back to that in a minute. How would that be? Stop by your locally owned Ace retailer here anywhere in North Texas and get this bag of fertilizer. Get two of them. They're $24.99. Save $2 with your Ace Rewards card. Pay only $22.99, limit of two. Apply it anytime during the growing season. It feeds your lawn in one easy step. It's great for use on all types of grasses. It builds strong, deep roots to protect from drought and heat. I think we have those around Texas. Controlled release feeding for 8 or 10 weeks. It's formulated for quick greening also, so it has all the things you need for your lawn. That's Ace Premium Lawn Food. You get the first bag is $24.99, but you save $2 off with your Ace Rewards card. You can get two bags for $22.99 each, limit of two. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
I'm Dan Meyer from Salina Ace Hardware. We are your source for great grilling products. Count on us for friendly service that you can trust. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Dan, very much. Lovely store, great people, and he's a great merchant. That was Texas Mountain Laurel I was trying to think of a minute ago, and it just slipped my mind. It's not a plant I recommend as much in the Dallas-Fort Worth area because it freezes in our area. This was Randall and Brian calling, asking about a plant for the southeast corner of his house. Now, it would get taller than 5 or 6 feet. It would grow more toward 8 or 10 feet, and you have to plant it on a raised planting bed. You'd want to have it out about 8 or 10 feet from the house like you were talking about. It's evergreen. It's beautiful. It is slow growing. It will be expensive to buy, but it's a lovely shrub. And I will tell you that in 2021, it froze. And so you would want to make provision to cover it pretty securely if it's going to get really cold. But that is a beautiful plant, and it does well in your part of Texas. From where you are west, doesn't do so well in the really boggy area of southeast Texas. We are now blessed by the presence of Craig and Prosper. Craig, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Hey, Neil. Good afternoon. Hey, Neil, I've got some miniature hostas that I've got planted around my Japanese maple in the back. And I noticed for the first time this year that I'm having either a snail or slug problem, one of the two. I'm just wondering, what product do you recommend that I get to put down? Sorry for that. What product you'd recommend for me to kind of stop that advance?
There are several ways to get around them. Hostas are the number one at the top of the list. By themselves up there on the pinnacle, chosen food for snails and slugs. What I would use, if they were mine, I would use Seven Dust, S-E-V-I-N, and just for a couple of days, I would dust the leaves and the ground around the plants, and then, because I wouldn't want to make my plants look so ugly, I'd come back and wash it off after a couple of days. If I had any mulch or especially fallen leaves around the plants, I would blow them out. Mulch I wouldn't blow out, but the fallen leaves I would, because they harbor themselves there in the hot, sunny daytime. You can also use the baits. There are baits that will attract snails and slugs. You tend to have to use those again every time it rains or every time you water, because they dissolve and are gone. Not necessarily the final only answer. And then the third thing that some people do that works quite well is they'll put a shallow pan in the soil, flush with the soil surface. Some people will pour a can of beer in it, and they are attracted to that smell, and they fall in. I have found, accidentally, I had a can of, just a shallow pan of dog food that I set out, and a rainstorm came up, and I didn't get it dumped out right afterwards. And the next morning I went out, and it was full of slugs, and they had drowned in that. I guess it had the same fermenting smell. So that's another option for you. So three ways.
I appreciate that. And I'm going to head over to Shades of Green this afternoon. Is there a particular brand of that slug bait that you would recommend?
No, not particularly. I haven't done a side-by-side study. Chances are quite good that they'll have only one. But I think they all are probably going to be quite similar. It's been around for all the time that I've been a gardener. I don't know that they have made a lot of vast improvements. Maybe they have.
You know, and the last question I have for you regarding this issue, the property is about 20 years old, and I do find, like, shells in my yard. They're like kind of a corkscrew type shell, which I guess has either a slug or a snail in it. I'm not sure which, but is that a good thing, like worms to have for aerobic activity and stuff in the soil, or is that a pest?
I don't think it's a pest particularly. It's not going to be a slug. Slugs are shellless. It's a snail of some sort.
Snail.
I have a lot of those also, and that particular one, the little white one that is kind of, like you say, a corkscrew shape, does not seem to do any feeding. It's not a problem at our house.
Huh, okay. Well,
I think you're fine
maybe
with
my,
it. Yeah.
Okay, but seven dust is what you'd recommend immediately to get it under control.
That's what I use, because it gives really quick control. I don't have to wait for them to come out. They are nocturnal feeders, so you can put it on late in the afternoon, and then the next morning you can wash it off, or morning after, 36 hours later.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Good
deal. Thank you.
Have a good one. Tell them hi for me there. Thank you. All right. Let me tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair right now, and invite you to give them a call for a free home inspection. Now, they're not going to inspect the walls. They're not going to inspect the roofing and anything else. They inspect foundations. You might have expected that, you think? Our soils here are miserable for foundations, absolutely miserable. When a clay soil gets wet, it just expands and expands. And when it gets dry, it contracts until it cracks, big cracks. Lose your golf ball cracks, I know from firsthand experience. And so that's why you call a company like Advanced Foundation Repair. I say like, as if there were many of them around. There aren't. This is the best company. This is the one I'm proud to recommend to you. For 27 years, I've been proud to recommend them. It's the only company I've done for which I've done ads. So it's Advanced Foundation Repair. They will come to your home. They have very fine equipment that will test your foundation. It's not that they're drilling holes in your foundation to test it. They run the equipment above grade, above the foundation, above the carpet, above the tile or whatever. And they can tell what is going on with the foundation itself. They'll draw you almost a topographic map of what is happening with the foundation. And if there is a problem, then they will show you where it is, how bad it is, and what it would cost to repair it. If you say, well, that's not so bad, I think I need to have you do that, then they'll get on the job very punctually, and they'll do it very carefully, thoroughly. And they give you a nice guarantee. Talk to them about that guarantee. You will be amazed at the length and the depth of that guarantee. I've been telling you about them 27 years. I've used them twice over that time, once at our house and once at a building, an old historic home that I used for an office for 24 years. And I've been very pleased with their work. It's Advanced Foundation Repair. The phone number for that free home inspection, 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair on the web, foundationrepairs.com. Foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Coming up Monday on DFW's Morning News.
At 5:15, we're tracking the potential for severe weather to start the week with more spring rain in the forecast.
And at 8:20, we speak with executives at the Dallas Stars about a new Star Center and continued growth and expansion in Denton County. I'm Clayton Neville.
And I'm Laura Sadler. And we've got the news and information to start your day.
It's all on Monday's edition of DFW's Morning News, 5 until 9 on News and Information, 570 KLIF and 96.3 FM HD2.
You have the opportunity to get into Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney until 5 o'clock today. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. And they are an incredible store, a wonderful store. Get on their mailing list, their email list, and let them show you what all they can do. It's a fun email list because there are a lot of things. They have a barred owl nest on the owner of the entire company in Indiana. Has a live camera in a barred owl nest box on his property, and you can watch this owl with her two owlets from within the box. It's just really great. That's the sort of thing they send out in their email. Just thought you'd like to see this, and you can sit there and watch it live time. It's really fun to watch her. So that's one thing, but you go into the store itself at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, and you will see people, you will meet people, you will enjoy being served by people who love feeding and helping the wild birds of Collin County, Northern Dallas County, and Southeastern Denton County. These are real enthusiasts. Now, Cheryl Miller, known as Birdie, has surrounded herself with skilled employees who know birds and who are cheerful and eager to help you. You'll probably be recognized and called by name the second or third time you go in the door there. They'll remember what you need, and they'll ask you how it's doing, and that's just really cool. It's fun to watch people go in. They come in smiling, and they leave with bigger smiles. Wild Birds Unlimited. They have every kind of bird seed, bird feed, and feeders and nesting boxes. They have it all. This is not just some little rack in a department store somewhere. This is a store set aside specifically for wild birds. It's Wild Birds Unlimited, 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway in McKinney, right beside the Tom Thumb store. Wild Birds Unlimited, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5 in McKinney.
It's time now for a little bitty garden tip. I think you'll find it useful. This weekend here, we're answering some of the most asked questions that I get, and here is the number one all-time most asked question in regards to trees. Neil, what's a good fast-growing shade tree? Well, the terms are mutually exclusive. Fast growth is a terrible criterion on which to select your shade tree purchase. You don't buy a new car simply because it goes fast. You shouldn't use speed as your dictating factor in tree selection either. Fast-growing trees are weak-wooded. They're subject to insect and disease invasion, and they're notoriously short-lived. The truth is, moderate growers like red oaks, live oaks, burr oaks, chinquapin oaks, and in East Texas, water oaks and willow oaks will grow probably two-thirds as quickly as the fast trees, but they'll live decades or centuries longer. Cedar elm is good, pecans are good, and also Chinese pistachio in north central Texas. I have more gardening tips for you each Thursday evening in eGardens, my free weekly electronic newsletter. Sign up at neilsperry.com.
I want to tell you about WhizQ Stone right now and invite you to get by. This is a destination place. When I and my wife moved from Ohio to Texas in 1970, I almost immediately, as soon as we bought a house, I started looking for a good stone yard. Well, we moved from Dallas to Collin County not too long thereafter, 1977. And I really needed some stone for my landscape. And you never stop needing stone for landscapes. You always have projects. And when somebody suggested I go to Fort Worth to see WhizQ Stone, I thought, well, that's a bit of a distance. But you know what? If it's as good as people say it is, I'm going. I'm all in. And when I drove in the gate, oh, my gosh, yes, it is worth the drive. And I've been back many times since. The other thing that makes it really nice to go to WhizQ Stone are the smiles. All the nice people that work there, and especially Mike and Derek Wisenand. Leaders in the nursery industry, leaders in the landscape contracting industry. They are great guys. Second and third generation in their families to own and operate this business. You'll enjoy meeting them. And if you need a referral to a landscape contractor who can do the work for you, putting in the patio or putting in the retaining wall, they can give you that referral of the best in the business. 22 acres of gorgeous stone, from big boulders to flagstone to retaining wall stone. They're not the same, I might add. All the way to decorative gravel. They have every kind of stone your heart could wish for. And I hope you'll get by. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. How beautiful a day is today to go. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. It's the phone number is 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com. It's WhizQ Stone.
KLIF can be heard on the FM. If you have a newer vehicle, go to KLIF.com/FM to learn how. This is Real News and Information 570 KLIF. KLIF.com.
Well, I have to tell you that Baylor Scott & White helped our daughter. Let me do the math. 19 years ago? Yeah, it's been 19 years since they saved her life at what was then Baylor Plano. And since then, we have been entirely beholden to them for so many different situations. I spent took several visits to Baylor Scott & White McKinney this week, fell a week ago, and banged up my leg. And even as recently as 2 days ago, went through the x-rays and other things, and just to make sure everything was okay, nothing got broken because it was still hurting. And I just really have nothing but plaudits for the Baylor Scott & White people. They do it right, and they do it. I filled out, answered their questionnaire of how were you served, and just top marks all the way through. So let me give you the message, though. When it comes to your garden, you're the one who calls the shots. You choose what you're growing. You plant the seeds. You give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your entire garden can thrive. And it will thrive. At the end of that day, your garden is in your hands. And Baylor Scott & White believes that your health should be, too. That's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you have your care right in your pocket, so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. download the MyBSW Health app today. MyBSW Health. Download that app today. It's from Baylor Scott & White Health.
Hi, I'm Mandy from Hewlin Ace Hardware in Fort Worth. Come see us in the Garden Center for all your plants, pottery, and decor. Count on us for friendly service you can trust. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Mandy, very, very much. And she loves where she is. She is just so positive, so happy. I really enjoy visiting with her. I want to mention, before I take my last break and do some other things, I want to mention that take-all root rot is just almost epidemic around North Texas this year. I'm hearing from a lot of people. St. Augustine is quite yellow. It's coming out of the winter not happily. It is lethargic and greening up. There are runners that are yellowed, areas that are yellowed. If you pull one of those runners up and look at it, pull it up carefully, don't just yank it, you'll see that the roots are very short and they are very dark. And that's evidence of take-all root rot. And I was doing a lot of research. If you want to see what I found, you can go to this week's eGardens. You'll see it on my website at neilsperry.com. You can see the latest issue of it. It is free, and you're welcome to sign up while you're there if you want to. And I'll tell you, as I always do, I don't spam you, so you don't have to worry about getting anything else because you've signed up for it. But anyway, if you look at it, you'll see the story that I wrote on eGardens. I spent several hours doing research on it. And I finally decided just to give links from some of the universities of take-all root rot and what they have found about it. The University of Florida had some really good tips, I thought, that I had not considered in giving my recommendations. Do look for those short, dark roots. I have always mentioned that. Do not use nitrate form nitrogen fertilizers. Stay away from them. It is going to be more prominent in wet spots in your lawn, low spots, so be forewarned. Lawns that were poorly cared for last year, maybe they weren't mowed properly, they say, and things of that sort, or maybe out around the edge of the lawn. So that's where you may see take-all root rot show up. Water-soluble high nitrogen I know what I wrote this down. I just jotted this down. If you want to help your lawn that has those damaged roots, this is take-all root rot. So the roots are not functioning properly to take up the nutrients. Use a water-soluble fertilizer as a foliar feed and spray it on the lawn in very diluted solution. It will have also a trace elements package. Sometimes part of this yellowing is due to minor elements that the grass is not getting. And so you use a water-soluble high nitrogen fertilizer with trace elements and you spray it across the lawn, diluted, and see if that helps. It's a cool season disease, so you can expect it to start disappearing before long. And one thing that is very important that I had not heard before, azoxystrobin, the fungicide that does help with take-all root rot, is a better preventive than it is a cure. Once the disease is out and running actively, the azoxystrobin doesn't do as good a job as it would if it were put on as a preventive earlier in the spring. So if you have an area that has had take-all root rot, put that out before it shows up in March or early April. So those are some good thoughts. It's all in that write-up I did in eGardens. Let me take my last break, and we'll wrap up the program. I want to tell you about my book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, the fact I have it on sale at $34.95. If you'd like to get it, you can get it from my website at neilsperry.com. And I mentioned last half hour that this is the sixth printing of the book, and it will be the last printing of the book. I don't intend to put another printing together. So if you'd like to get it, you better get it. I have a good supply of them left, but I just don't want you to be caught too late. It's only $34.95. List price is $38.95 on the jacket, And I will tell you that if I had gone through a publishing house, this book would be $55 or $60 because they'd have to be taking their own profit into account. They'd also be paying a distributor and paying retailers, etc. So that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. And it has 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, everything I needed to support them in terms of lists and charts and all kinds of information, more than 25 multi-page charts. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a 48-page calendar, and that calendar is in text form. It's not a grid. It's just a write-up of what needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed in each month of the year. 4 pages of bullets for each year of each of those topics, planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed in that month. So no longer will you say, Neil, when should I do this or that? I'll just refer you right to your book and the calendar. Chapters 3 through 11 cover trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, and fruit and vegetables. Huge amount of information, and it's all there at your fingertips. Now, the ways that you can get it, since it's not on not in stores, not on Amazon, the way you can get it be by calling my office Monday through Friday, 800-752-GROW. That's during business hours, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. The better way, though, is to order it right now at my website, neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com.
For more than 20 years, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. They hold the patents. They led the way. First with a warranty that's transferable owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Don't let expanding and contracting clay soils tear up your foundation and ruin your house. Call for their free home inspection. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. It's foundationrepairs.com.
With the MyBSW Health app, it's never been easier to take charge of your own health care. So keep making your hard work blossom into something great. Download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Lens Landscape Lighting, bringing you not just beauty, but added security. Helping you keep an eye on kids and pets when outdoor playtime turns to night. And now Lens Services proudly brings our lighting expertise to your home's interior space. Let us illuminate the beauty of your home, inside and out. Lens Landscape Lighting and Lens Services. We light the way you live. For more info, go to lenslighting.com. That's lenslighting.com.
All right, they are great people. Let me tell you about the experts at Callaway's, because they have a special offer to share with you if you're a rose lover. Their Serenity Red Rose in the 2-gallon size is on sale at all their neighborhood locations. This spectacular rose is half price, 50% off. Regular $34.99, you get it for half off through April 18 or while supplies last. Don't wait. Head to your neighborhood Callaway's today. You'll love the full double red blooms with their light fragrance in your landscape. You just can't go wrong with this rose in your garden. Their beauty is heightened by vivid red blooms that stand out against the glossy dark bronze green leaves. For added success with your new Serenity roses, be sure to use Callaway's Premium Tree and Shrub Garden Soil and Nature's Creation Root Stimulator when planting. Let Callaway's help you plant all your roses with their pick and plant service, where you do the shopping and they plant everything for you. Enjoy more time to shop with their extended spring hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 6. That's Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. They're Callaway's.com. They're great people. Texas certified and master certified nursery professionals to serve you. Callaway's, Callaway's.com.
Hello, I'm Sonny from Dallas Ace Hardware next to Duncanville. Each Ace Hardware is independently owned by someone who cares about your community, someone who's there to answer your questions. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Sonny, very, very much. And I am joined right now by Pastor Tommy Brummett of the First United Methodist Church of downtown McKinney. Tommy, how are you?
I'm well today, Neil. Are you doing fine?
I'm doing all right. I told my audience I finally went to the hospital to have an x-ray on my leg. I got banged up a week ago, and I'm doing fine. Knowing that there's nothing broken, you celebrate that. Went out and danced a while. No, I didn't. tell me how you enjoyed the eclipse.
Oh, Neil, what a spectacular event. I'm a science nerd and love all that stuff. And so I was pretty excited, but nothing prepared me for what we saw. At the moment of totality, when things went dark, when the birds went quiet, it was literally a moving experience for me, Neil.
Wasn't it? As you well know, we live out in the country, and it wasn't quiet where we are because we could hear all the neighbors chanting and screaming and cheering. It was so cool. And I had no idea it was just going to go off the edge of the earth like those penguins. Just say, all right, now it's dark. I thought it would just gradually get dark. It just suddenly they turned the light switch off.
Yes. What an amazing event. How fortunate we were to live in the path of totality, and how lucky that just here in McKinney, the clouds parted at just the right time, and it was spectacular.
It was wonderful. Well, tell us at the First United Methodist Church of downtown McKinney at 315 North Church Street, what is in store tomorrow?
So it's the 50 days of Easter. It's the Easter season, and we are praying and thinking and meditating on the post-resurrection appearances. Tomorrow we're going to talk about John, where Jesus appears to the disciples and ultimately appears to Thomas. It's going to be a great Sunday. You can find out service times on our website. We live stream at 10:05. sharingtheheart.org will connect you there, or come join us in person in downtown McKinney.
We would love to have you at First United Methodist Church, downtown McKinney, and sharingtheheart.org has all that information. I noticed the Echo talks about celebrations and end of year and giving back and things that our church is doing as an outreach. It's a cool church to which to belong. Grammar still gets me nuts. So I'm just going to give up and say it's a great church to belong to, Tommy. We are so proud. So I appreciate that. And get out and enjoy nature and those 40 Red Admiral butterflies that got on somebody's privet, and we need to get rid of the privet and keep the Red Admirals somehow, right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Tommy Brummett. Thank you all for listening. Until next week, happy gardening.